that was Hipercandom by La Máquina de Hipajaros. It's they're an Argentinian band, progressive rock band from the 70s. They released two albums, front to back, no skips. Very, very good stuff. And unfortunately, there's not quite much else like them, and they don't have that much music. So it's like a delightful treat that you can only, there's like a limited amount of it.
Only on WRCT.
Only on WRCT.
Next up, we have Let It Go by Louis Vega, who is a New York City house legend. And that was Let It Go, Louis Vega. Really dug that. Got a really interesting beat on that one. Yeah, an amazing groove.
Amazing groove. Like, kind of on the backbeat. Very, like, it's like kind of your riding, but also, it's, you know, dance. Very, very nice. The next song is The Heaviest Matter of the Universe by Gojira. And, yes, this one is incredibly heavy, so please be prepared.
We'll be right back.
That's Heaviest Matter of the Universe by Gojira. This band is something else. I don't think there's quite many metal bands like them, and they have incredible success despite the heaviness, which I think is very fascinating.
I like all the crazy rhythms underneath.
Yeah, it's like it's all about those riffs. It's like that chugging and like that aggression and power. But like their lyrics are super philosophical and talk a lot about love, humanity, optimism, and the environment, and specifically the necessary steps that need to be taken to obviously, you know, fix the environment, things like that. Very, very positive.
What is this band again?
Gojira. They're a French death metal band, or avant-garde metal, rather, I guess. Great. Cool. On to the next song.
All right, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. This is Traveling by Hikaru Utada.
Thank you.
All right, that one was called Traveling by Hikaru Utada.
Wow. That
and
was,
yeah.
It's a very, very groovy, another groovy track. Really enjoyed the, I felt like city pop influence almost.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I don't know enough about that track at all, but yeah. I just know that I love it.
I also love that. Yeah. Up next is, speaking of songs we've loved, this is Mother I Sober by Kendrick Lamar. And I guess before we begin this one, I kind of wanted to actually rant about this for a second, because this album came out last Friday, or I don't remember when it came out, May 13th it came out.
Yeah.
And I immediately listened to it twice at midnight when it was released. And there was something about it that resonated really a lot on this album that I think... you know, not everybody's going to pick up on it or necessarily, it's not a radio album by any means. It's a very difficult, challenging piece of music. And this song in particular, he talks a lot about generational trauma and the, you know, to put frankly, sexual abuse in families and how the way that gets passed down from generation to generation and how that impacts particularly even men, which in this whole album, he does an entire deconstruction of masculinity, particularly masculinity, in his case, and his experience is within the black community. I myself am Indian, and like even though I'm not black, obviously, but the stuff that Kendrick talks about on the song and on this album is really resonates with a lot of people of color in general, because, and I think it will even resonate with a lot of white people as well, because he talks about a lot of things that, while the experiences and semantics perhaps are different, they're fundamentally very, very similar. You know, like we all have generational baggage and issues and family dynamics and family ties passed down to us that we didn't want, or, you know, this world itself within our own generation is not a world that we necessarily wanted to inherit. And Kendrick talks a lot about that on this album, and in this song in particular, he finds a way to not only come to terms with it in a really healthy manner, and in an honest and raw manner, but it does so in a way where it's like something that everyone else can listen to and hopefully connect with or appreciate. And that song, this has been my most replayed from this album, and this is Mother I Sober by Kendrick Lamar.
And you're listening to WRCT.
I feel everything, I feel everybody. One man, standing on two words. Heal everybody, transformation, then reciprocation. Karma must return, heal myself. Secrets that I hide, buried in these words. Death threats, ego must die. But I let it purge, pacify. Broken pieces of me, it was all a blur. Mother cried, put their hands on her. It was family ties, I heard it all. I should've grabbed a gun, but I was only 5. I still feel it, weighing on my heart. My first tough decision. In the shadows, clinging to my soul as my only critic. Where's my faith? Told you I was Christian, but just not today. I transformed, praying to the trees. God is taking shape. My mother's mother followed me for years in her afterlife, staring at me on back of some buses. I wake up at night, loved her dearly, traded in my tears for a Range Rover. Transformation, you ain't felt grief till you felt it sober. For 7 years, everything for Christmas, family ties. They accused my cousin, did he touch you, Kendrick? Never lied, but no one believed me when I said he didn't. Frozen moments, still holding on it. Hard to trust myself, I started rhyming. Coping mechanisms to lift up myself. Talked to my lawyer, told me not to be so hard on myself. He has an aura I hope to achieve. If I find some help, congratulations, made it to be famous. Still I feel uneasy, what do watching, live my life in nature. Only thing believes me, spirit God, whisper in my ear, tell me that she sees me. Did he touch you? I said no again, still they didn't believe me. Mother's brother said he got revenge for my mother's face. Black and blue, the image of my queen that I can't erase. Till this day, can't look her in the eyes, pain is taking over. Blame myself, you never felt guilt till you felt it sober.
I wish I was somebody, anybody but myself.
I was never drunk, never held my mind, I need control. They handed me some smoke, but still I declined. I did it sober, sitting with myself. I went through all emotions, no dependence, except for one. Let me bring you closer, intoxicated. There's a lustful nature that I failed to mention. Insecurities that I project, sleeping with other women. Whitney's hurt, the pure soul I know. I found her in the kitchen, asking God, where did I lose myself? And can it be forgiven? Broke me down, she looked me in my eyes. Is there an addiction? I said no, but this time I lied. I knew that I can't fix it. Pure soul, even in her pain, know she cared for me. Gave me a number, said she recommended some therapy. I asked my mama why she didn't believe me. When I told her no, I never knew she was violated. In Chicago, I'm sympathetic. Told me that she feared it happened to me for my protection. Though it never happened, she wouldn't agree. Now I'm affected. 20 years later, trauma has resurfaced, amplified. As I write this song, I shiver cause I'm nervous. I was 5, questioning myself, long for many years. Nothing's wrong, just results on how them questions made me feel. I made it home, 7 years of tour, chasing manhood, but Whitney's gone. By the time you hear this song, she did all she could. All those women gave me superpowers, what I thought I lacked. I pray our children don't inherit me and feel inside track. A conversation not being addressed in black families, the devastation haunting generations and humanity. They raped our mothers, then they raped our sisters, then they made us watch, then made us rape each other. Psychotic torture between our lives, we ain't recovered, still living as victims in the public eyes. Who pledge allegiance? Every other brother has been compromised. I know the secrets, every other rapper sexually abused. I see them daily, burying they pain in chains and tattoos. So listen close before you start to pass judgment on how we move. Learn how we cope. Whenever his uncle had to walk him from school, his anger grows deep in misogyny. This is post-traumatic, black families and a sodomy. Today is still active, so I set free myself from all the guilt that I thought I made. So I set free my mother, all the hurt that she titled shame. So I set free my cousin Chaotic for my mother's pain. I hope Hakeem made you proud, cause you ain't die in vain. So I set free the power of Whitney, may she heal us all. So I set free our children, make a karma, keep them with God. So I set free the hearts filled with hatred, keep our bodies sacred, as I set free all your abusers. This is transformation.
I wish I was somebody, anybody but myself. I wish I was somebody, anybody but myself.
You did it. I'm proud of you. You broke a generational curse. Say thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, brother. Mr. Morale.
Yeah, that's Mother I Sober. Anyway, sorry, that song gets me slightly emotional. On to the next track to completely change tones entirely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do another track by Louis Vega. This one is Music Is My Life. And he recently released this, maybe last year or a month ago. I'm not sure. It's another really good song. Thanks for tuning in. Was Music Is My Life by Louis Vega. And next up, we are going to hear Insect near Piha Beach. Not really sure how to say that. It's a track by Fortet. Anything to say, CJ, or should we leave them with that?
Another groovy Louis Vega track. I'm going to add this to my list of artists to listen to now.
Sweet.
All right,
here we go.
All right, and that was, what is that? Insects Near Piha Beach.
Yeah, by something like that.
Fortet. Not a little, like, sort of spiraling little harp kind of harpsichord sound. It was really cool. Added a very ethereal vibe to the whole thing. It reminds me of there's this electronic folk duo. What's it called? Midair Thief. Okay, super good. Highly recommend them. But it reminded me of that.
Everybody on.
This next song is called Epitaph by King Crimson, which is one of the best psychedelic progressive rock bands in existence. So here's some King Crimson.
But I feel
All right, the one you were just listening to is that Epitaph by King Crimson.
Yeah.
And do you have anything to say about that one?
Yeah, it's an album from 1969. Very, very influential in the prog scene. I think anybody who's really into psychedelic or progressive rock will know King Crimson. It's one of those kinds of bands, like the artists, some of that.
Yeah.
Which I think is very cool. Very unique style. And they had a lineup change, so their style has differed a lot over the years.
Mm.
It's highly recommend checking out the entire album. I have it on vinyl, which is my prized little collection there.
Nice.
Up next we have
something way faster. This is Human Index. It's by DVI and some other people too, but yeah, let's pick it up a bit.
That was Human Index. That was also another crazy track.
We don't fail
at all. Now, on the subject of craziness, we have the upcoming song Blackwater Park by Opeth, which is a
Swedish death metal band. I know metal is a very controversial genre, particularly with the vocals and the harsh guitars, but honestly, I kind of find it comforting. It's very cathartic. It's very, it feels like yeah, it's brutal, and you can, like, get some emotion out of it, but I think there's certain bands, I think Opeth's one of the ones where it's, like, a mix of, like, I can listen to this in the morning or the night, or, like, afternoon or night, I guess. But, yeah, this is Opeth. Very melodic, very beautiful. Let's listen to it. Blackwater Park.
Thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to WRCT.
WRCT.
All right, and that was Blackwater Park by Opeth. Very, very, it's a juggernaut of a song, clocking it at around 12 minutes. So that's the last metal we'll subject
you all
to.
That's the last metal for tonight.
Last metal
for tonight.
As
far as we know.
As far as we're aware of for now.
Yeah.
Last metal for
tonight. But maybe you'll be inspired by us.
Yeah, to listen to more metal and more crazy out there music in general.
Yeah, that's why you should be listening to WRCT.
WRCT 88.3 FM.
And tune in on Sunday. I will be live from 1 to 3 p.m. My name is Liz.
That is DJ Liz Mayday.
Yeah, and you've been here with me and Sujay.
And Sujay, guest DJ.
Guest star of the show.
Guest star of the Carnegie Mellon scene. I had no idea. All right, final song.
The king of the Carnegie Mellon scene.
King is a bit much. Let's sign off with this.
Yeah, we have one more, and that'll be it for us. This is Free Yourself by the Chemical Brothers. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. WRCT.
WRCT.
Free yourself. Free yourself. Free yourself. Free me. Dance. Free yourself. Free them. Dance. Free yourself. Help to free me. Free us. Free yourself. Help to free me. Free us. Free yourself. Free yourself. Free yourself. Dance. us, free yourself. Help to free me, free us. Free us. Free us.
You're listening to WRCT.